Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Lethal yellowing disease affecting coconut crops in Portland and St. Thomas. Learn more about the disease as well as mitigation strategies on today's program. And stick around for our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
If I cancel them, you all, make sure you go get them tag. That is how we are go trace them, identify them, tag it and trace it.
Do you know where the beef that you're eating came from? NATES is the National Animal Identification and Traceability System. The NATES tagging project will help protect our food and support our farmers.
Tag it and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Program of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
The plant disease lethal yellowing is currently affecting the parishes of Portland and St. Thomas. Lethal yellowing is caused by a bacteria-like organism called phytoplasma, transmitted from plant to plant by insect vectors. It is detrimental not only to coconuts but approximately 35 other species of palms. The most prominent symptoms are yellow or brown discoloration of the leaves and the falling of the canopies, leaving behind only the tree trunk. Plants typically die within 3 to 6 months of the disease appearing. Chairman of the Coconut Industry Board, Christopher Gentles, says the Commodity Board has intensified efforts to control the spread of lethal yellowing. In fact, some 200 trees were cut down recently to stop the spread of the disease.
Right now, we're focusing our resources on ensuring that any outbreaks we have in the island are quickly and efficiently cauterized.
The Coconut Industry Board has partnered with other international agencies to conduct extensive research on methods to control lethal yellowing, as there is no known cure for the disease.
For all those coconut farmers listening to this, I'm exhorting you to visit your field at least once every 2 weeks. If you see any suspicious things that could not fall, please call our officers as quickly as possible.
The board urges all coconut growers to monitor their fields diligently and cut down any tree as soon as it begins to show any signs of the disease. The infected tree should be burnt, after which a coconut seedling should be planted in its place. Good field sanitation and proper plant nutrition must be practiced to prevent devastation by the disease. The Coconut Industry Board provides free replacement plants to registered coconut growers who lose coconut trees to lethal yellowing. Another mitigation measure is to incorporate several resistant varieties of the crop in the same location. Contact the Coconut Industry Board at 926-1770 or the advisory officer in your area if you require assistance in identifying the lethal yellowing disease or in cutting and burning infected trees. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day, Rottenwood Keramic Furniture. Translation, rotten wood cannot be used to make furniture. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Go on, my DJ.
When there is a hurricane, what's preparation of it turn up? One word, not show. Pull the tank in your vehicle with gas and check the battery and water and oil. Then you're going to stock up with kerosene oil. Fill water containers and label them. Tip a little bleach for purify. Buy food items you don't have to cook. Shop early or you could get choked. Charge your cell phone and buy some credit. Fill your prescriptions and pack a survival kit. Talk to family and friends and tell them what I want. In case you have to make an early evacuation.
Be prepared.
Prevention is better than cure.
Be prepared.
Keep listening to AdFam.
A message from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, something bad cannot produce something that is good. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.